Andy makes a plan. Just then, Francis Frame came out to the sidewalk and watched the Sunnysiders skate past. Somehow it made Andy feel uncomfortable, for he remembered his promise to let Francis use his skates. "After this race is over, I'll let him use them all he wants to," he said to himself, "and I'll see that he gets a chance to play with the other boys in this block." Suddenly, Andy stopped skating. He had thought of a way to help his team win, and also to help Francis Frame. "But I don't want to do it," he said to himself. "It's too late to do anything about it now, and besides, he probably can't skate much. He has long legs, but I don't believe he has any muscle." Andy went to bed that night still trying to decide what he would do. The next day was Friday, and when he awoke in the morning, he was still thinking about the race. Buddy stopped for him on the way to school, and all that the two boys talked about was the race. "Do you really think we can win?" asked Andy. "Of course," Buddy replied. "We just have to win. The Shadysiders beat us last year, but we're not going to let them do it again." Suddenly, Andy knew just what he was going to do. Even though he wasn't a fast skater, he could help his team win the race. And at the same time, he could help Francis make some friends in the neighborhood. Andy could hardly wait for school to close. Finally, 3 o'clock came, and he skated as fast as he could to the home of his new neighbor.